You enjoy the choir? Say amen. All right. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. I'm going to preach about 10 minutes. Or Pastor will throw me out. All right. Matthew chapter 9. I want to read verse 35 through 38. Are you glad we stopped by? Yes. Let me do it again. Are you glad we stopped by? Yes. Oh, that's better. That's better. All right. I'll come back. Maybe next week. I don't know. When Super Bowl's over. And Jesus went about all the city and the village and teach in the synagogue and preach the gospel of the kingdom and heal every sickness, every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they faith and scattered abroad. And sheep have no shepherd. And then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is planting, but the laborers are few. Pray thee therefore, the Lord of the harvest, amen, the Lord of the harvest, that his ministry we must serve the Lord of the harvest. Amen. The Lord of the harvest. You support 50 missionaries. That's awesome. It's planning. And so pray thee therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labor of his harvest. Not ours, his harvest. We're doing his work, not mine. If God speaks in your heart, do his work. It's planning. 30 million deaf people in America. 300 million deaf around the world. They're lost without Christ. You imagine. That's why we have Bible college. To train the deaf to become a pastor. I remember 1960, 1970, many deaf ministry everywhere. Praise God. But not today. Where are the deaf? Things change. The world changed. Now many deaf have jobs. Now we can communicate. Tat. Deb love tat. Have a thumb. People ask me, how can the deaf speak in tongue? No, deaf don't speak in tongue. They speak in thumb. The deaf need Christ. Now, the deaf don't need church. 1960, 1970, many deaf come. Why? They have no driver's license. They have no job. They want to come to church. They want fellowship. Right, Brother Dan? And it's a need. Now, I have a car. I have a job. Now I have tech. I can talk to people. I don't need to go to church. Things change now. No more debt ministry. It's hard now. What should we do? Start a deaf church. That's what we need, start a deaf church. You have a Spanish church, why not have a deaf church? We established 10 deaf churches already. And we're going to be 11 soon in Lexington, Kentucky. We're planning to start another deaf church in Lexington, Kentucky. Deaf church! You say, what about hearing people? Well, we have a hearing ministry. And that man dying, we have a man sit down, voice interpreting. That's awesome. We have, our church have a hearing ministry. Awesome. We reach the depth of Christ. It's the need. It's planning. How many of you love Walmart? Come on. You like Walmart? You know sign language, Walmart? Why? Why you don't like Walmart? Because you buy it, you break easy. All made from China. I support America. Well, but anyway, I'm not going to argue. Many people in Walmart. It'd be good to tell one person about Jesus. Hey, every day, one time, one people, every day, one people. Monday, talk about Jesus. One person, talk about Jesus. One person. On Tuesday, one person, talk about Jesus. Wednesday, one person, talk about Jesus. Every day, just one person. You can imagine how many souls saved in 1 year. It's plenty out there. I want to show you one verse. Look, in Luke chapter 10, Luke 10. Luke chapter 10, and I'm done. Make a Super Bowl happy. Chapter 10, Luke, and verse 2. Remember, the Lord of the harvest. The harvest is planting. And verse 2 says, therefore say he unto them, the harvest is truly is what? I can't hear you. Great! Woo! Great! That's awesome! So we can get involved in the ministry. I mean, it's great! We have great opportunity. Get involved. Woo! I like that. Now, it says truly great. But the laborers are few. Pray thee, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth labor unto his harvest. Now, the Bible said, the Lord of the harvest. And his harvest. It's plenty out there. It truly is great. It'd be great to lead deaf people to Christ. Maybe your son's deaf. Oh, what do I want to do? God's using your reason. Maybe you need to get involved, work with the deaf. Who knows? It's between them and God. How many of you know sign language? Anybody? You know sign language? A little bit? That's all? A little bit? Not that much? That much. Why people tell me that much? Maybe they're afraid I bite them. How many of you like to learn sign language? You can come to my school. In Knoxville. I'm serious. My wife now is teaching in sign language Tuesday for 2 months. You can come to our school for 2 months. My wife will teach you. You can't argue with my wife. She's deaf. She'll teach you to learn sign language. 2 months, you know everything. How much to call? Free. We have a place for you to stay. We'll feed you 2 months. You become like me. Awesome. I'm serious. Last semester, we taught sign language. We already established one deaf church. and warmed up ministry that have learned sign language already. Last semester. Wow, that's good. It's worth it to teach sign language. Maybe someday you come to my school, learn, you come here and start that ministry. There's a need. Tampa, it's everywhere. Deaf people are everywhere. They need your help. They need your time. I want to tell you, don't stop sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's plenty out there. It's great. Truly, it's great. We have opportunity to get involved. Amen? Hey, Sunday morning. What do you do Sunday morning? Everybody here, Sunday morning, yeah? Why not you tell, hey, come and church tonight. What? I go in the morning. Yeah, they have Bible study tonight. Come on. Yeah, I'll take you out lunch and I'll bring you in church tonight. Or you come to church tonight after church, we'll go ice cream at McDonald's, cheap. That's the ministry. Not only people get saved. No, people need life grow spiritually. Help them. Not only Sunday night. Hey, come Wednesday. You missed last week. You're mad the pastor put your glasses for last Wednesday. You should come see again. I don't know. Get excitement. Encourage people. Come to church. People need encouragement. Great opportunity. Truly great. Get involved. Serving God. Well, the Bible says that Jesus, the laborers are few. What Jesus told them? Pray for the labor. Pray for the labor. Do we pray? Why are we here tonight? Why are we coming to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? Why are we come here? Oh, we want to hear the word of God. Yeah. But where's your prayer? I wasn't saved. I grew up Catholic. Every Sunday I pray, I bow my knee and pray for Mary. Mary, my salvation. I bow my knee, even though I was lost. I was saved, was 15 years old at the Bill Rice Ranch. I received Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. And I got a habit of praying, not to Mary, but I pray to Jesus. What's wrong with Baptists? We found Christ. We have Jesus. We found the truth. Amen? Amen. We found the truth. Where's our prayer? That's why America is going down. President Obama, he's not a perfect man. I believe his goal is to get back to America. Our church goal, get back to God. Get back to God. We need to pray for President Obama. He asked us to pray for him. We better pray for Obama. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Oh, I'm sorry, Trump. Obama's over. Finished. Now Trump. It's sign language. Trump. Why are you laughing? That's not bad language. Trump. Yeah, so you pray for Trump. Thank you. Get happy, Obama. Not gone, thing. Now, Trump. Need your prayer. Pray for your pastor, Smith. He's right, Smith? Okay. Not Obama. Smith. Pray for Christian school. Christian school. They need your prayer. Teachers need your prayer. There's so much to pray about. Pray for the harvest. We need your prayer. Get back to God. Let's stand. Father, I know my time running out. Lord, speak our heart tonight. Stir up our heart. I pray Holy Spirit speak the heart tonight. Maybe someone here not know Christ, that personal Savior. Why don't you come and open your heart and that Jesus come in your life. Thou shalt be saved. Maybe someone here are saved. Maybe God spoke to your heart. You need to come. Pray. Pray. We need more prayer. Prayer time. Prayer worship. Prayer between you and God. Oh, Father, bless the invitation. Invitation is yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're not going to play piano. Don't play piano. God speak to your heart. When we come, it's time for us to pray for the harvest. Come on.